This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Drew. Where are we going?
We're going to the Athletic. Nick Bumgarner. We're going to take
Is
a look at
Is he related to Madison
or Brian?
I don't think so because the last names are spelled the same or spelled differently. Okay, rather, okay,
this okay. Is it spelled like Brian Bumgarner from The Office?
B A U M G R A G A R D N E R. Anyways, this is a 3-round mock draft from,
God, there's so many rounds.
From Nick Bumgarner. We're starting to get into that time where it's not just the 1-rounders anymore.
Okay.
It is the multi-round mock drafts. Some interesting ones throughout this, but we'll start with the Chiefs, of course, pick 31. He has him taking Donovan Jackson, guard/tackle, out of Ohio State. This is the description that he gives.
Three tackles go above it, too. Yeah.
This is the description he gives, again, is Jackson can be inconsistent with his hands, but has the look of a possible long-term starter at guard or tackle. A balanced, explosive athlete with very good length. Spent most of his career at guard at Ohio State before moving to tackle, in which he did a good job of Simmons, the other guy who's going to be selected.
So is he a guard or is he a tackle?
He is a guard.
They're taking a guard in the first round.
That's the concern.
To compete with Kingsley? So now you've just written off last year's second-round pick to have no hope?
Well, he's saying this is more of a long-term option. So you might play Kingsley here, but this is the
guy
that...
Why can't Kingsley be a long-term option? He's only in year two.
I'm with you.
Maybe because he never played guard like that, where this guy was... He's a true guard at Ohio State.
The only way this makes sense...
He did at Ohio State what Joe Tooney did, essentially, for the Chiefs last year. That's what he did.
The only way I think this makes sense, it's not that Kingsley can't play guard. It's that they suddenly are not confident they can get a long-term deal done with Trey Smith.
Yeah. If
they drafted a guard in the first round, I'd say, wow, they really think they can't get this thing done long-term with Trey Smith.
It would be stunning for them to then to draft a guy and then get the deal done with Trey, or vice versa, of course.
His comp is Wyatt Teller, by the way.
That'd be a good pick. Wyatt Teller's a good player.
Yes.
If we know he's Wyatt Teller, is that actually a really good pick all of a sudden? Or is it, well, they don't need one because they got Kingsley.
No, I just like,
that,
I just
think that it's
well,
hard
if they have
to,
Kingsley and Trey Smith, I don't think they need one in the first round. They will draft a guard.
I don't think they need Wyatt Teller.
They will draft a guard. I'm fine with them. It's kind of like what we said with running back. I'm fine with them drafting running back or guard. I just don't think at pick 31 it makes a lot of sense. That's all.
Who do they got in round two? I like this pick better?
Dylan Sampson, running back out of Tennessee.
One
of the multiple running backs.
Very interested.
Going to be around in that range. They get two picks, of course, in round three. Jack Sawyer, edge rusher out of Ohio State. Of course, very good career at Ohio State at 66, that pick from the Titans. And then down at 95, Bumgarner's got them taking Vernon Broughton from Texas, defensive tackle.
Never heard of him, but
he's one of those guys that is just
D-tackle, I like that.
So he has him taking SEC. Two Ohio State guys. Again, do I have to bring up what we said yesterday? They're going to take two. They never drafted one, but they're going to take two. I don't know. Jack Sawyer.
Warren looking. And it's intercepted at the goal line. Unbelievable. Wow. Jack Sawyer.
I didn't know. What call is
that's
that?
That's why I played it. I knew also, Jack Sawyer. That was. Yeah.
It is interesting. I mean, in terms of Jack Sawyer as well, he's not the youngest individual, if I do stand correct. I mean, okay, he's 22. He's been around college for a long time. Feels like he's older than what he actually is, which is actually a good thing.
On the flip side, the Tennessee running back, Dylan Sampson, he hasn't turned 21 until September.
Dylan Sampson is
able to get a second contract, even though you don't necessarily want it. Here's what I hate about this mock, is that here are the picks that are available after Kansas City selects a guard at 31. At 35, Luther Burden goes. At 36, Walter Nolan goes, the defensive tackle that people aren't even sure is going to be there. Ursary, the kid from Minnesota that people think might actually be able to play tackle, goes after that. I just don't want to guard in the first round. I don't know why you wouldn't. I don't know why you wouldn't try Kingsley. And in the worst case scenario, you have the guy who started guard for you in the Super Bowl, the AFC title game, the last 6 weeks of the season. You have a safety net at guard if Kingsley can't play it. A guy who played it the entire year. And this time a real left tackle will be to the left of him, not a guy playing guard at tackle. I did see, what was it, yesterday? 2 days ago? I saw that Jalen Milroe accepted an invitation to go to the... Does that mean he's going to the first? He accepted an invitation to be at the draft in Green Bay. We think he's going to the first
now? It usually means that the grades, there's a belief that he could be a first rounder, yes. Doesn't always guarantee that. But yeah, maybe he's a late first... Maybe he's getting selected at pick 28. Maybe there's a team that trades back in the first round and get the Chiefs out of the first round.
I don't care if they trade out of the first round this year. If they ended up at like 42 and 57 or whatever, I don't know what. I'd have to look at everyone's picks, but you get the point.
Bumgarner has Jalen Milroe going 42 to the New York Jets. There is an interesting nugget in this mock. I don't know if you guys saw it. Pick 21, Shedeur Sanders outright to the Steelers. No trade up, no trade down.
That's the dream. I think that's a dream scenario.
He's falling to 21?
There's other people who have him falling outside of five, outside of six, seven.
I could see him falling outside of five, but he's going to pass the Jets and get to 21.
If the Jets
are on the clock and Sanders, I know they signed Justin Fields to a 2-year deal, and I understand Aaron Glenn said, they think they're about to have Justin Fields just, open up his entire career right before our eyes kind of thing.
And that's happened recently, so people are probably bigger believers in that possibility.
If he gets past
New York with the Jets,
if he gets past the Saints at nine, he might fall all the way down.
Yeah,
to
I think
21.
Yes, if he doesn't get taken by the Jets or the Saints and some of these,
he might drop to 21.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is do I buy that nobody else will then say, he's at 18. He's at 18. Why wouldn't I trade up inside of 21?
Why wouldn't the Colts do it? The hell are they waiting for a quarterback? They already told you they hate Anthony Richardson.
They have Jones and Richardson already.
Told you they hate both. Nobody likes either of those quarterbacks.
But they have both of them. They have both. And they have some other areas to address. I don't know. I don't believe Sanders has fallen to 21. That's wild.
If you look at the teams that are actively looking at quarterbacks, it is kind of a little more limited at that range. But I don't know. I just don't buy a lot of the noise.
I think so many people have intentionally put out stuff to discredit Sanders for a variety of reasons.
From the Deion Sanders, Colorado thing. Well, and then people are deciding he's less of a prospect. Because essentially the way he's described as a prospect is he essentially has no real major red flags as a player. He's pretty good at most of those things. He's also an incredibly accurate passer, which will help him and everything
else. The one major red flag is that he takes too much time to process things, which is what led him into getting sacked as much time as he did. There were people who I saw, I can't remember who it was. Was it Trayvon Diggs? Somebody watching his pro day, patting the ball before he throws. It's a tell. And people are like, you're not going to be able to get away with this at the NFL level. And they're
Coach
saying,
had the ball.
I know, but I'm saying he did it in college. He's doing it at the pro day. And there's guys who are players now that are saying he's not going to be able to get away with that in the league. I'm just telling you now. And I think Trayvon Diggs is one of them. But
by the
guys
way,
who are in the league, you're not going to be able to, it's not going to fly.
Sanders is 6-1 to get drafted by the Steelers. It's not like a complete long shot, but
I think Sanders would be fine. But that's one of the things going around is him.
That's probably the best place he can go.
Time.
They got wide receivers. Sure. They got an established head coach. They've got a winning culture.
Sanders is going to sit behind Aaron Rodgers for a year when Rodgers decides to play football or not.
I saw the same headline you guys did 48 hours ago, and I kind of refused to guess where he's going. Because the headline yesterday was he's either playing for the Steelers or he's not playing football. I'm like, yeah, we know. I don't need a report on that. There's nowhere else for him left to play football. Mm-hmm. If he's not a Pittsburgh Steeler because he's decided to wait until at least April 8th to make any kind of determination about what he wants to do it, the Steelers obviously made an offer. They would obviously like Aaron Rodgers to be their quarterback. I don't know. I just put him on Hard Knocks, and I might actually watch if it's Sanders and Rodgers with Mike Tomlin. I did see. Do you guys see that they changed the rules so the Chiefs could be Hard Knocks this year if they wanted to be?
Yeah, we had on the rundown on Friday. I don't know if we actually got to it though, honestly. But yes, playoff teams
mentioned it.
Yeah, playoff teams can be part of Hard Knocks now. So.
Last time the Chiefs did it, it was at the bleakest conceivable moment, roughly, of their franchise. It's a pretty tough time. They were not. It was not going great with Todd Haley.
Have they announced who the offseason is going to be, or are they not doing an offseason one?
I don't think I've heard since North Carolina.
Remember, that was the issue, nobody was willing to do it.
That's right.
How stupid the New York Giants looked for doing. Like, not for doing it, but how stupid they looked after doing it. When his kids are telling him, like,
I mean, that's because
they're getting rid of the playoff exemption thing because they need more teams.
That's because they stepped on their own toes. Sorry. I mean, that's something to do with the. That's not Hard Knocks' fault that the Giants screwed up.
Correct.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.